Hello and Karibu to Nairobi Sihami episode 2, everybody. Ramadan Karim to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. I hope you guys are having a nice one, even though it's not as it usually is. I mean, you need to have a good time no matter what happens, but remember to follow the rules. For everyone who's been there in my previous episodes, thank you and Karibu tena. To those who are yet to listen, you're very welcome. Here it's a very friendly space. So, thank you for all the plays and the support you've given me so far. And I really appreciate you. I'm your host, Wangeshi Mwangi. And today we're talking about Nairobi. Let me tell you, kama hujaibiwa hii Nairobi, Mr. Jui, webe ni nani? And I do not know how you maneuver all those things. But for us, for me, nimeibiwa mara mingi sana. So, let us just take our time to like absorb all the kind of robberies we've had in the city. And you, as a person, umeibiwa mara ngapi? Umepoteza simu yako mara ngapi? Umepoteza pesa mara ngapi? Nijulishe nijue. Haya, let us meet shortly. Remember, stay home and stay safe.
Kali na utamu nimeuona. Je wewe, najua pia wewe umeiona. This is our city, Nairobi. And it has its own ups and downs, corners and turns and roundabouts and everything. So, listen to this song by Karbi and enjoy it. Because mimi hii wimbo inanikumbusha a lot about my life. And I hope you will feel the same about it too.
Let us get this place turned up.
Maisha ni moja, Nairobi City inaningoja. Watu watahitaji soja, superhero akitoroka. Situkomboka, magonjwa yote tunayaponya. Watu wanalia kusota, masoko hawawezi toboka. Na mama mboga, anatukoka. Vijana wake, hula mogoka. Mapenzi ukosa, kwa hizi concert. Kila msanii anadai ku grow up. I'm losing my focus, chemsha okra. Ukali na utamu yote nimea onja. Ukali na utamu yote nimea onja. Ukali na utamu yote nimea onja. Nimea onja, nimea onja. Ukali na utamu yote nimea onja. Nimea onja. Utamu yote nimea onja. Ukali na utamu yote nimea onja.
Karibu to my second segment of the show. That was Ukali na Utamu by Karbi, the one and only, featuring Tunji. And I hope you've enjoyed the song, and I hope it reminds you of a tinsy bit of that time in your life when you lost something that was very dear to you. I do not mean in a person kind of way, because damn, we've all been there. I mean, in an item kind of way, yeah? So, this is my story. I was doing cosmetology before I got to varsity, yeah? So, me and my friend that day, we were like, hey, classes loves me shamapema. It's only 2, we can't get home right now. Let's do something. Tukamwaje, let us walk around town today. Tujue wapi ni wapi. We were headed for IMAX, my friend. Lakini pahali tulijipata ni wapi Odeon. So when we were passing by that butter that is there, some mama was like, sister. As we didn't stop, we kept on walking. Then she touched us. Oh my god. A little shika from behind. And then after kushika from behind, we couldn't like, we just had to give in. So she was like, Dominion House ni wapi? As we're like, Dominion House? This is yata tujui Dominion House ni wapi. Mind you, it's my first time being in town alone without supervision, walking around town, yeah? I've never been there before. I don't know where Dominion House is. Mind you, siku hata najua tuko Odeon. Siku hata najua tuko wapi anyways. So, as well, like, Dominion House, there to juko ni wapi? Then she's like, me, I'm looking for a bursary for my son, na nimesikia huko anapeana and stuff like that, with laptops and everything. And me, I was like, okay. Bursary ni kishu nazosaidia mtu. Besides, nikipata laptop, I'll be so happy. Because at that time, I didn't really have a laptop. Hey! So, we choose to help. Even though we do not know where this Dominion House is. Tukakuwa sasa makondo mbili, zinafuata mama moja. Get to learn more about this. Like, me, let me tell you, these people who ask you for directions are the worst. You would rather look like a snob than talk to these people.
Lakini baby usijali, kesi tutajibu baadaye. You see, I love you so perfect, I can't deny it, but you're fine.
But your father wants me in a casket. That is Nviri, the storyteller. The storyteller Nviri. That was, what's the name of the song again? Kesi Badai. Okay. So, uyo mama akaanza kutuambiaje, I am a prophet of the Most High God. Naitwa sijui nani, I can't really remember. Akatuambia yeye ameonyeshwa na Mungu. Sasa, mind you, time tunatembea from Odeon. Yeye ameonyeshwa na Mungu atuongeleshe maisha yetu ichange tukuwa wasichana wazuri. So, she tells us that she needs to pray for us. So tunatembea tukiomba, yeah, but our eyes are closed. So anaanza kutuambia, oh my God, Mungu amenionyesha kwa maisha yako. So mimi nilikuwa naambiwa, kwa maisha yako nimeona ulirogwa. Kwenu ushago, kuna mtu aliweka mkebe iko na chumvi chini ya mti. Azinalichimba hapo kando ya mti kwa root, akaweka chumvi hapo, akazika hiyo chumvi, ya? Sasa hiyo chumvi ndo inafanya maisha yangu isikuwe mzuri, ati ndo maana I'm confused and stuff like that. Akaanza kuniambia vitu zina make sense in my life, ya? Things like, mguu yako ya left huwa inaganda. Si ndio? Sana sana ukikuwa on your periods. Okay, that's something that happens to most girls. But mimi sikuwa na driver. Mimi ni nani? Man, nimetoka shule, like high school juzi, and you're telling me nimerogwa, and I'm in town for the first time. How will I not ingia the box? So, akiongelesha beshte yangu kuhusu maisha yake, mimi sikuwa nasikia, lakini mimi nilikuwa nasikia, oh Mungu Baba. Yani umeona unionekanie kwa maisha yangu leo, eh? Mungu, iyo siku kweli kweli, alinionekania. Oh mama aliniambia nimerogwa. Do you know what that means? Do you know the kind of fear she instilled in me? That was Showdown by Blinky Bill. Who doesn't enjoy a nice Blinky Bill song? I wonder. So, after ameni convince vile mimi nimerogwa, akaniambia, chali yako, si uko na boyfriend? Nikasema, ehe, akasema, your boyfriend? Ako na msichana mwingine? Na anataka kukuambukiza ukimwi. Oh my God. Do you know? I used to love that guy, yeah? In 2017, I really did. And big up to him wherever he is. If you're listening, thank you for still supporting me. Anyway, so nikaambiwa ya ataniambukiza ukimwi. So that was what I was like, what do you mean I'm going to get AIDS? What do you mean? What do you mean, man? So I had to really listen to her. Then we were walking, yeah. Tumefika po kwa yo signboard ya KFC apo Kenyatta Avenue. And then some mama tokeaz, aki pastor, aki prophet, uliniombea, nikajua ni nani amekuwa akiniibia, nikajua ni nani amekuwa akiniroga, nimejua aki thank you so much. Ever since you prayed for me, my life has never been the same again. Sama kuingizwa box, so si tunajua bas, kwisha. Huyo mama anasema ukweli wa Mungu. So she tells that girl, as Thanksgiving, she has to give us her phone, her money and her bag. We carry for her as she walks ahead of us to pray for herself. Yeah, and she was told to pray this number of prayers and say this kind of things. So she's walking and as we're being told stuff like, oh, you know, you have a very bright future. Future yako iko na mambo mingi sana. I see a big car, I see, and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, girl, we got you, yeah? Then odem akarudi, amemaliza kuomba. Tukaambiwa sasa ni sisi, tuanze kupiga maombi. Akasemaje? Mungu hapendi ukiomba ukiwa na simu, ukiwa na pesa, ama ukiwa na vitu umebeba. So we had to give out our stuff to them. I do not know why on earth I was not seeing this the whole time. Njoo fanyiwe maombi, njoo uombewe. Sasa ni wakati wa maombi. So I was told, okay, sasa tumefika pale after subway. I was told, tembea paka pale posta, yeah? So tumesimama, no, tukiwa hapo subway, hapo after subway, hapo Bank of India. My friend was told, wewe, tembea ukienda hivi straight, mpaka pale utaona taskis. Alafu ukifika hapo, urudi ukiendelea kwamba. Sorry. Then, mimi nikaambiwa je nitembee. So, tukatembea hadi Macmillan. We left where we left my friend. Tukaenda hadi Macmillan library pale. Tukaambiwa je, mimi nikaambiwa, pray. Ukienda pale, utaona posta na urudi ukiomba. Aya, mimi I'm very convicted. I'm like, oh yes, this is the Holy Ghost fire in me burning wild. So I am walking. Mind you, we've left our phone, our items with her and that other mama. So we're walking and me, I'm praying. I'm like, oh God, thank you for this opportunity. You've seen me in my life again and everything. But then, something is like, unaibiwa, ebu angalia nyuma. She told us not to look behind. So I was like, story ya Sara. I don't want to be a pillar of salt in Nairobi. As in Tanya Shewa na Nishe, you know. So I was like, I'm just keep walking. Oh God, I know that's the devil telling me to stop praying. But God, you know, I need you in my life. Kikuyu in me is like, Wangeshi, tiga wana we. Ebu rudi unaibiwa. I halt. And then I turn back. So I go there outside Macmillan. I'm like, wait, I left her sitting on this stone. Where is she? So I said, maybe they've gone back to where we left my friend. So I walk till there. Oh, to my own surprise, she's not there. Maybe nilienda cuckoos. I went mad. You don't even want to know. You do not even want to know. That was Blinky Bill. I'm feeling it. And what? Yes, I was feeling it. Nimekuambia nilikuwa na feel ka hunch kana niambia unaibiwa msichana, but no, I ignored it. So, lesson, when your intuition tells you something is not right, please listen to it. So, yeah. Akuna mtu, vitu zangu aziko, sikumbuki vile anakaa. I don't know what she's called. I cannot see my friend. So I decided, I was just there. I was walking back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, what? Nilimocha kio mekapa, mbaka nikaka hapo for 5 minutes nikisema. Labda menda kubai kredo, ama menda kubai kitu, ata nipata nikio nimekapo. Je, huu ni ungwana? Mimi, I don't even know what kind of shade was going through, but oh my god. I have never been so confused, so afraid, so sad, so I don't even know at the same time. Like, unajua nilikuwa na feel sijui aje. You know, nilikuwa na feel sijui aje. And I was so down. I was like, what next? I don't have my phone. I don't have my money on me. I don't have my bag on me. My mom had done shopping and I do not have my bag on me. She bought me that stuff yesterday and today I don't even have it. What am I gonna tell her? What am I going to say? Nitaambia nini watu? Yeah? So I decide to look for help. Nikatembea pale around Subway pale kuna hizo masimu zinauzwa, and then just right next to there's a what this place is called, there's a casino, yeah. So I walk in and I'm like, I'm telling the watchman, yo, listen to me, I'm not here to gamble, nimeibiwa. Then he's like, what do you mean nimeibiwa? So I'm like, mama flani, he's like, calm down. But I'm like, I need a phone ASAP because I need to call my mama. Mind you, my mom's number is the only one that I have offered, not till date, but at that time. So, and that phone was the best phone I ever had in my life. Like, hakuna simu nchekuwa nayo imepita hiyo. So, he's like, okay, ndo simu, do you have the number of head? I'm like, yes. He's like, okay, piga. So, me call, hello, mom, nimeibiwa kila kitu. She's like, hello, huyu ni nani? Are you a con man? Are you trying to steal from me? I'm like, mom, ni mimi, nimeibiwa kila kitu, nimeibiwa, sina simu, sina pesa, sina bag, sina kitu. How will I get home? Because I want to get home. I just want to get home, yeah? I didn't tell her this, but in my heart and in my mind, I was like, I just want to get home and cry on my pillow. Release all my emotions on my pillow. But they big up to all those pillows that know our emotions and our tears. Man, they've served us. So, some of us have cried mbaka pillows zetu ni tea bags, man. Anyway, that aside. So, she's like, uko wapi? Nikamwambia niko Kenyatta Avenue. She's like, kwani wewe? Wewe ni mjinga juu naibiwa kila kitu. Umefika point ya kuibiwa kila kitu? I'm like, mom, I need to get home. So, she's like, kuja hapa Afya Center, kuna bati sana niko tao. So, where do I meet you hapa nje ya shulenu? So, thank God she was there. And I had to like walk all the way. And then I get there. She's so mad. She's not talking to me. So I had to get home and await my judgment. And when I got home, yeah, so my uncle comes back. Everyone's home. And sasa kuna baraza. So najadili baraza na kuanga saa supper time. Everyone wants to hear what went down. So I told my story. I was expecting people to be like, oh, sweetie, we're sorry. Ama, why were you so careless? None of that happened. The only thing that I was told is, karibu Nairobi, sweetie. Then, moment of silence. Then laughter. Nikachekwa. And I was like, okay. So this is Nairobi for me. This is how Nairobi is. Hiya, that was Let That Go by Blinky Bill once again. Some of these things, we just need to let them go. So yeah, it's always been in my heart, but I never thought I'd let it go. Let it go. How? Oh my god. Okay. So, I decided to let that go. Do you know how it feels to lose your phone? It feels like your heart has been detached from your chest, from your body. I don't know how that feels like, but it feels like feeling like that. And damn, it does feel like feeling like that. So, I know most of you have lost and have been in my situation or worse. But these things happen, baby. This is Nairobi. If you've been in this city long enough, you know these things happen. If you are not yet out there, you need to know that these things happen. And if you're coming to Nairobi, you need to know that these things happen. So you need to catch on, Joe. Beginner's guide. Number one. Bag yako, pass yako, whatever it is you're carrying. Shikilia ni kama ni maisha yako. Number two. Boys, you put your phone in your pockets and stuff. Just you have to take care. Because I have had some of your stories and I'm like, what? Okay. Three, avoid those alleys, those mchochoros, especially in the night or when you're alone. Four, do not talk to strangers. If I do not know you, I will not talk to you. What else do we need to know? Ukipanda matatu, beba change, yeah? Beba, like, constant ama kitu yenye kona shilingi kumi balance. Especially gari za kasa na kariobangi. Then, what else do we need to know? I guess that's it. And for now, people, remember we are still going through this corona thing and cases are increasing on the high, every single day. So I composed a little something to get into your mind. Stay at home, jamani kweli huna form, wacha kuranda randa kalisha aga home. Stay at home, jamani kweli huna form, wacha kuranda randa we kalisha aga home. So if you have nothing to do outside, sit your ass in the house. We do not want you to die, we need you. Then, in the next episode, we are asking this question. Will you dance to my tune if I show you my money? Are you gonna dance? I think I'll leave that song here so that you guys can stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for walking this journey with us. Remember to share and subscribe and resonate with us. Nairobi ni city yetu. Nairobi ni jiji letu. As we live in this life, let us know how you're surviving in this city. I've been your host, Wangeshi Mwangi. Thank you for your time.